College football is on the air as we welcome you to the Rock Bowl in Dubuque. It's the midway point of the 2025 season, and today your 18th-ranked Central College Dutch battle the Loras Duhawks. And out of the pistol, they go to Grunder on the run. Jay straight ahead, slips a tackle, touchdown. And he's gone. Touchdown. 20, 10, 5! Touchdown Central, Jace Grunder, a 33-yard score, the longest of the year for Central.
I think I mentioned we should maybe have a 98-yard touchdown drive. It just happened.
Blitz coming off the edge, and Cake Rice gets home up the middle. All the way back at the 27-yard line, loss of 7. Central brings a blitz. Play action fake. Throws to the near side. And it's picked off. Gavin Smith has his third of the year. And he's nailed out of bounds around midfield.
Wow, that's a great defensive play. Just excellent coverage.
Here's a snap to Hoffman. Swing out of the backfield. Caught at the 5 by Klein. Touchdown. And into the end zone. Yes! Touchdown, Central! Cody Klein, an 8-yard catch from Hunter Hoffman, and the Dutch reclaim the lead.
Yeah, you know, they've been keeping their back in almost all the time blocking, and that time he released right away, and Loras just had nobody to cover him.
Fourth and 18 for Loras. They just used their final timeout. They've got it at the Central 28-yard line. Phillips to throw, and he is sacked from behind. Sebastian Duarte snuffs out a Duhawk scoring opportunity. Three receivers left, one to the right for Central. Late first half, down by 3. Kurnt to throw, comes to the near side, and it's jumped. There's a wrestle for the ball, and Loras has it at the 20, running to the 10, and picked off for the second time today. This time it's Braxton Johnston, and the fourth takeaway for the Duhawks.
Wow,
oh, my.
This is really an unbelievable half of football. The mistakes are piling up.
Collins sends a man in motion from the left. It's Schulte. They fake it there. Hand it off to Grunder. Big hole up the
touchdown.
Middle.
Jace
is into the end zone. Touchdown, Central. 6 plays all on the ground. And the Dutch have tied it at 23 minutes into the third quarter. Duhawks, 2nd and 9 from the 26. Phillips claps his hands, takes a snap. Has time, steps up, flushed out to the right. There is a penalty flag. Ball is tipped. And Brody Morrison picks it off.
I think he picks it. No.
The result of play, interception.
Yes, says Don. Here's the snap, fake the handoff, Kurnt up the middle, and he'll go in untouched. Touchdown, Central. Colin Kurnt, a 3-yard score. And here's a first down handoff, and
touchdown.
Grunder breaks out of the pile, and he's off and loose, and Jace Grunder has set a career high in rushing yards as he bolts free for a 39-yard Central touchdown.
What a second half. Just almost carbon copy of last week.
3rd down and 10 for Loras. Throw coming from Phillips, and it's intercepted at the 35-yard line. Ty Joss picks it off as the Dutch defense continues to dominate here in the second half. Cody Klein straight ahead, and
touchdown.
He breaks free, and Klein is in! Touchdown, Central. Cody Klein, a 20-yard score.
Yeah, he's a pretty good backup running back.
And Colin Kurnt takes the knee, and this ball game is over. For the second straight week, the Dutch erase a second half deficit, and they pull away to improve to 5-0. Our final score, Central 45, Loras 27. We're catching up with Coach Jeff McMartin of the Central College football team following a 45-27 win over Loras. Coach, congratulations on the win. A little bit of deja vu all over again. A really rough first half, but a big second half. What'd you think about this?
Yeah, I was happy with our mindset, happy with our, you know, our mentality. You know, our guys didn't panic, and they knew what they had to do. There had to be some things happen early in the third quarter for us. And those things got happened. You know, we got a score on the very first drive. We were able to run the ball well, take some pressure off of our quarterback. And we got stops on defense, you know. We started looking like what we're capable of looking like, as opposed to not sure what that was in the first half, but it wasn't our best. So I'm very happy with how we responded. I'm very happy with our mindset in the second half. And I thought we made some good adjustments. We had to. And the guys executed the plan.
Yeah, you brought Colin Kearns in at quarterback late in the first half, and went to primarily just a run-focused approach offensively in the second half. What'd you think about the way that just kind of turned the game around?
Well, in some ways, the very first drive we had, we ran the ball well, and then we had some other really good runs in the first half. I don't know what we had for total stats, but we had to rush the ball very well. And even at halftime, I thought we ran the ball well. But we just had beat ourselves with two interceptions and two fumbles. And you're not going to win football games or be ahead of anybody, ever if you do that kind of stuff. And then we roughed the punter. It was just this a bunch of stuff that held us back. But I really feel like, we executed the plan. In all honesty, we spent a chunk of the summer trying to find effective ways to run the ball against this defense. They do some things defensively that make it hard for you to run the ball. And I think give Coach Jones and give Coach Horowitz and also give our defense of coaches a lot of credit, because they sat down this summer with us and we watched the film together, and they really gave us some good insight that we were able to incorporate in this plan.
Well over 300 yards rushing today. Jace Grunder, well over 200 yards rushing and three touchdowns. And then your defense kind of got going in the second half as well. For the game, I had you at six sacks and three interceptions, as the defense did its part as well to pull away.
Yeah, the interception we had in the third quarter was a really big play by Brody. And I was really happy with the pressure we got on the quarterback. Was way better in the second half. And, we looked like our what we're capable of.
All right, now you got the bye week and then Nebraska Wesleyan in a couple of weeks. But just talk about the philosophy of the bye week as you sit here at 5-0.
Well, the philosophy is, you kind of want to use it to get healthy, and you want to kind of, we're five games in. What a perfect time to evaluate your team. Hey, you got five left. You're sitting at 5-0. What do you got to do? Where's the spots? And we've already started to kind of identify some things. I want to see us get better on special teams. I thought we did a better job of that today overall. There were a few areas where we can still improve, but our kick coverage was better. Our kicking, our extra points, field goals, all those things look better today. And those are important things. I think that we have to take a real hard look at, both on offense and defense. Where are we getting tripped up yet? And can we fix those things? So I think that's one thing. I think you get healthy. You don't scrimmage live every day, that's for sure. You take a little time off to rest your body, rest your mind, and you kind of start to get ready for Nebraska Wesleyan.
All right, the Dutch hit their bye week 5-0, tied for first place in the American Rivers Conference at 3-0. Final score today, Central 45, Loras 27. For Dutch head coach Jeff McMartin, I'm Trevor Castle, KNIA, KRLS Sports.